ॐ शांति। रोल ऑफ सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट इन ब्राह्मिन लाइफ। We were in a golden age at the highest stage. We were prince, princess in our royal family. But at the end of Iron Age, we become simple and ordinary. Now, if we really, really would like to attain that highest stage of golden age, we have to maintain self-respect. Without maintaining self-respect, we may not able to attain that highest stage of golden age. Baba has given us so many titles of self-respect. But we are hesitating for accepting that highest titles of self-respect. I am not a worthy soul. How can I accept this title of self-respect? We are hesitating. Why? Because since copper age, we were in the jail of Maya as a slave. For 2500 years, not 400 years, 200 years, but for 2500 years we were in the jail of Maya. And that is why we are experiencing inferiority complex. Baba is the only one in this world, the one who speaks the truth. That is why he is giving us such highest titles of self-respect. We must accept that titles. We must practice that titles in our life. We must become the embodiment of that titles of self-respect. By maintaining self-respect, we can become equal to Father. Because when we maintain very good self-respect, our mind and intellect remain light and dancing in happiness. By the result of that, we can easily maintain connection with the source, Baba. Through that we can receive so much powers. And we can become equal to Father. Now we must understand the proper method of maintaining self-respect. How can I maintain self-respect? What is the method for that? We are just writing that title in a diary for thousands and thousand times, but we are not getting a result of that. And for that, we must understand proper method of maintaining self-respect. Baba has given us so many titles of self-respect. So many. I must select one or two titles from the titles which gives me unlimited happiness and experience of spiritual intoxication. Any title. Whatever the title which gives me joy, happiness, intoxication, it means that is a suitable title for me. After that, we must sit in solitude and we must churn on that title of self-respect. We must understand the depth of that self-respect title. For example, if the title is a world benefactor soul, chant on that top title. What is the meaning of world benefactor soul? What kind of thoughts he would have? What kind of words he would have? What kind of actions and behaviors he would have? Oh, he would have pure feeling and good wishes in thought. He would have pure feeling and good wishes for everyone. He would have very sweet and soft words. His actions would be elevated actions. Churn deeply on that title. And after that, the throne is a world benefactor. This is a throne of self-respect. Then how can I maintain that? How can I practice that? I, the soul, is sitting on the throne of self-respect. I am a world benefactor. I am a world benefactor soul. Means I sat down on that throne. Then I must practice that for a long time. throughout the day, I must practice that. Then automatically, I would experience that title as a part of my life. Doctor, engineer, philosopher is not by birth, he is a doctor. He is studying. Then he is practicing. Then he is having natural intoxication. I am a doctor. I am a man, but I am a doctor. I am a scientist. This is laukik self-respect. And I, the soul, is a world benefactor soul. This is a spiritual intoxication. Because we are very royal souls. And for imbibing that royalty, that samskar, general samskar, we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect all the time in this confluence age. Maya can take you away from that throne. But I don't want to leave that throne at any cost. Baba had given me this throne of self-respect. Not any human being had given me. My father, sweetest father, God, He Himself gave me this throne. That's why I have full right to sit on the throne of self-respect. And when we practice this for a long time, then we can experience spiritual intoxication on our face. There are 10 benefits of maintaining self-respect. I would like to share with all of you that first benefit. First benefit is to stay in self-respect means to become the self-ruler. To stay in self-respect means experiencing self-sovereignty stage. When the soul is sitting on the throne of self-respect, whatever the order he is giving to the mind and intellect, they are obeying. Okay, boss. Mind and intellect would be under our control. We can become the ruler and controller of mind and intellect easily. And we can experience self-sovereignty state. King of the self. Those are becoming king of the self, they only can become the kings of others. In golden age and silver age. when I lose the throne of self-respect, mind and intellect, they don't follow me. They won't obey my order. Understand? Second benefit. To stay in self-respect means to think about the self, to enlighten the self. Because when we are sitting on the throne of self-respect, we are experiencing spiritual intoxication and our mind is creating very pure thought, gentle thought, positive thoughts, powerful thoughts in our mind. We won't think about others. We won't look at others. When we are having that spiritual intoxication, our full attention would be on the self only. We are all hero actors. Not only actors, but we are all hero actors of this unlimited drama. Hero actor never look at others. He is always having full attention on himself. That is why his every action would be extraordinary action. Third benefit. To stay in self-respect means to make the proper use of all the treasures which Baba had given us. When we maintain self-respect, we may have the awareness of this all treasure. I have so many treasures Baba had given me. Otherwise we forget that. And if we forget that, we will not use them. How many treasures Baba had given us? How many? So many. Treasure of breath, treasure of thought, treasure of time, treasure of knowledge, treasure of divine intellect, treasure of happiness, treasure of elevated actions, treasure of powers, treasure of virtues, treasure of blessings, and treasure of self-respect also. So many treasures Baba had given to us. We must use that treasures. As much we are using that treasures, the treasures are increasing. I kept $1,000 in my almirah. After 1 year, if I see that, only 1,000 would be, same amount would be there. But if I use that in business, if I put in bank, I can get more. That
that will increase.
In the same way, as much we are using these treasures for the self, for Baba's service, these treasures are increasing. Fourth benefit. To stay in self-respect means to bring out core values and powers. We all, the souls, have tremendous powers within the self. Do you believe this concept? We all, the souls, have tremendous powers within the self, but that powers are in dormant stage, in sleeping form. If you would like to bring out that powers and core values, there is only one remedy: to maintain very good self-respect. In the beginning of Yajna, 1937, 300, 400 brothers and sisters, Kumaris, they came to Baba. And God wants to create new world on this earth with the help of these souls. Which policy Baba adopt? Baba just uplift their self-respect. Their self-respect was fallen down. Baba just uplift their self-respect and their powers and core values came out, and they become a very powerful instrument of God. They brought revolution on this earth. Look at our dadis, senior brothers. Do you believe this? Yes or no? One day, the farmer was working in his farm since morning to till evening. He was working hard. He became tired. And he wanted to return to his home. He was passing through the thick jungle. And he was walking slowly, slowly, because he was tired. Slowly, slowly. But one incident happened with him. He saw the lion is coming towards me. When he saw the lion is coming towards me, he started running so fast, like electricity. So fast. He never ever run fast in his life before. From where he got that energy? He was so tired. He worked hard in his farm. He was so tired. But he experienced so much power and he run very fast. Understand? In the same way, we all, the souls, have lots of powers within the self. Lots of powers. That is why Baba select us. Out of millions and millions of souls, Baba select me. I have that quality. I have that power. Huh? fifth benefit. To stay in self-respect means to remain safe and secured from the enemy Maya. This is Maya's world. This is enemy's world. Baba had given us top task. Stay in Maya's world. And we are having the property of Maya, stresses of vices within the self. And we have to establish new world, golden age on this world, on this land. This is a tough task. For that we must remain safe and secured from the enemy Maya all the time. What we have to do for that? When we go to Baba's center, listen the Murli and having wonderful yoga, then automatically we can experience spiritual intoxication. Keep on wearing the armor of spiritual intoxication all the day long. Keep on wearing the armor of spiritual intoxication, godly intoxication. You will be safe. Maya will not attack mind and intellect. If Maya will attack, nothing will wrong. They remain safe. That is why all the time we must keep on wearing this armor of spiritual intoxication while being in this Maya's world. Sixth benefit. To stay in self-respect means to do the self-analysis, to go deep in the self. When we maintain very good self-respect, we go deep in the self and we can observe what sort of black spots on me, the soul. What sort of weaknesses I am having. What sort of drawbacks I am having. What sort of traces of vices I am having. We can observe very clearly. And once we get the idea, this sickness, this weakness I am having, this disease I am having, then we start working on that. I want to get rid of this weakness, drawback. Otherwise, that weakness will go with me for a long time, years and years. But self-respect is helping me for observing that weaknesses, stresses of vices. Doctor says, this disease you are having, the patient always think, how can I get free from this disease? He's getting proper treatment and he become free from that disease. S- seventh benefit. To stay in self-respect means to make the maximum, to make the proper benefit, to make the proper use of the greatest treasure, that is the treasure of time. Baba had given us so many treasures. But among all the treasures, the treasure of time is the most valuable treasure. Why? How? Murli, why? How? Because treasure of time is the basis for getting others' treasures. It's the basis. Basis for receiving all the treasures, others' treasures. Treasure of power, treasure of time, virtues, treasure of knowledge, whatever. I visit one country. There was my very good friend, close friend. He said, "Oh, after so many years, I met you. I would like to give you a special gift." He took me in a mall and he said, "Okay, select any things, whatever you like." I select very nice cell phone, very nice watch, and very nice shoe pair. And when we went to the cash counter, the brother says, "Oh brother, I forgot to get the credit card and money. I don't have money. Sorry." "What? I forgot money." The cashier says, "Give me money and take this stuff." We came with empty hands. We came back with empty hands. Without money, we cannot buy anything in the market. In the same way, without time, we cannot get others' treasure. That is why there is a saying, time is money. Time is not only money. Much, much more valuable than money. Once we lost the time, every cycle we will lose the time. At the benefit. To stay in self-respect means to imbibe the royal sanskars, gentle sanskars, noble sanskars in the soul. In this confluence is only we are getting this golden opportunity. We can imbibe very royal and gentle sanskars in the soul by maintaining very good self-respect. How that is happening? First step for creating the royal sanskar, first step, very good, very high self-respect. Second step, very good quality of thoughts in our mind. Third step, very good quality of words would be in my mouth. I can speak very good quality words through my mouth. And then, fourth step, I can perform elevated actions. And then last one is, I can imbibe royal sanskars, elevated sanskars. This is a method. This is a process. But first step is maintaining very high self-respect. Without that, Brahma Baba, from the day first, Brahma Baba was having very good self-respect. I am going to become a number one Narayan in this world. I am the father of humanity. From the first day. And that is why Baba was observing very good spiritual intoxication on his face. And that is why Baba adopt that type of the very high quality sanskar. In this confluence is only we get this opportunity, not in others' birth. Ninth benefit. To stay in self-respect means to see quality in every soul. To stay in self-respect means to observe the quality in every soul. Speciality. Instead of observing any weakness or drawback, always observing qualities, specialities. If I observe weakness from every soul, my intellect would be dustbin. Like a honeybee, I must accept from every living flowers, I must accept the sweetness of speciality. Every soul has beautiful qualities and specialities. Every soul. I must keep on wearing the glasses of observing qualities in every soul. Because when I would maintain self-respect, give respect to myself, give respect to others automatically. When we would give respect to everybody, to all the souls, we never observe weakness of any soul. Understand? Baba never observed our weakness. He always showering every soul with the shower of love. Why? Because he is observing qualities in every soul. These are very special souls. And tenth benefit. To stay in self-respect means to stay connected with spiritual father. Because when we stay in self-respect, our mind and intellect would be full with joy, full with happiness, full with lightness, and mind and intellect is flying. and going upwards automatically and sit in front of Baba in soul world and maintain connection with Baba very easily. Stay connected with Baba. No need to do special efforts for that. Hard work, labor for that. Easily we can maintain that connection with Baba when we would be in a very good self-respect stage. In every Murli, Baba always saying, "Oh my sweet children, remember me. Only me, not anybody. Remember me, only me." Why? Why, Baba? Remember me only, not anybody. Don't remember anybody. But why? Why Baba is saying like that? In every Murli. There must be some reason. Because there is a universal law. Energy is always flowing from higher point to lower point. This is a universal law. Energy is always flowing from higher point to lower point. And Baba is the only source of spiritual energy. Powerhouse of spiritual energy. No one else. Instead of Baba, if we remember any physical being, we lose energy. Instead of receiving, we lose the energy. That is why Baba is our well-wisher. In this world, Baba is my well-wisher. That is why he is having that pure thought. All my children must be full with the treasure of powers. And this is the time of charging this battery of a soul and collecting the treasure of powers. This is the time only. The other day Baba also had said that you have to donate powers to many souls. At the end, you have to donate powers to the many souls. So I must have unlimited stock of power, spiritual powers with me. Then only I would be able to do service to the mind and I can receive lots of blessings. Because day by day the situation of this world is becoming worse. And in future we have to do lots of service to the mind. We have to maintain worldwide spiritual business. But for that we must have treasure of powers with us. See, according to my experience of 50 years, I could say, if you really, really would like to maintain very good stage of yoga, if you go to Madhavan, Baba, Brahma Baba is standing there as a tower of peace. He is standing there. And we are getting inspiration from that tower. We have to maintain such type of the unshakable stage, elevated stage of my yoga. But for that, we must keep on working on two special aspects. These are my two legs. If my legs are powerful, strong, I can walk fast and I can run fast. In the same way, in Brahmin family, in Brahmin life, one leg is soul conscious practice, another leg is self respect practice. If you practice this on these two aspects, you can maintain very good stage of yoga. This is the secret. From the first day, Brahma Baba, pay attention on these two aspects. Practice of soul conscious stage and practice of self-respect. That's why Baba win the first number. We have to follow Brahma Baba. Now let us have the experience of self-respect through meditation for a few moments. Sit upright. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a living star wonderful star sparkling star radiant star radiating divine light surrounding me. And experiencing wonderful aura surrounding me. I am most fortunate soul in this world. Supreme Being Himself select me as His instrument bestower of fortune. God, He Himself is singing the songs of my fortune every day in Murli. I am most fortunate soul in this world. The soul is sitting on the throne of world benefactor. Self-respect, throne of self-respect, world benefactor. Spiritual intoxication on my face, in my eyes. Experiencing ruling and controlling power over mind and intellect. Oh, I'm shy.